We are long ways away from the comforts of our homes. We are out here in the woods, and I mean deep in the woods. This is the deepest we've been in the 3 years of the camp out. It is Rich Phillips, Junior Miller, Gordon Keith, Giorgio, Tony, and Killer the Engineers. And we are about to go through our first night here in the wilderness. And we've had dinner here, our first dinner, a very quality dinner cooked up by the man known as Cookie, Rich Phillips, some grilled chicken and salad. And tonight we'll try to get some sleep amongst the bullfrogs. Man, those things are loud out there on the riverbank. The great Gordo is back from an evening of shooting. We heard nothing but gunfire for about 45 minutes. And the occasional blast of what sounded like a cannon.
Yeah.
What was going on out there in the woods?
You know, I don't know if we can really talk about that part of it so much.
Or you can talk about the fact that you went out and shot.
Yes. Went out and shot. Went across the river there and took a couple guns and shot. And
got us dinner.
No, we didn't go hunting for hogs yet.
Let's go hog hunting tonight.
We just went to sight in the rifles and everything, and I pulled two older rifles out that I hadn't shot in a long time, and so had to sight those in. But part of that sighting in process involved shooting it at something that would explode when you hit it. And those were the cannon shots you were hearing.
It was loud.
Yeah, there's some explosives going on here.
Well, when I heard the first shot, I thought, man, maybe they stumbled upon a hog. And then after I heard about 15 shots, I just figured you guys were out shooting at whatever moved.
We had fun. Targets. It was great. One of the guns I brought out here was my dad's 30-30, which is a lever-action gun. It's so fun to shoot. I don't know why those things just feel so different. I think he's had it probably since the early 80s.
Okay.
Is that the kind Lee Harvey had?
No, he had a... what did he have?
What's it called? The Mannlicher Carcano, whatever it is?
Yeah, Mannlicher Carcano rifle.
Yeah.
What was it, a 6mm bullet? Somewhere in there?
That was bolt action?
Yeah, it was.
So for the record, Junior brought up Lee Harvey Oswald, not Gordo.
I've got one bolt action out here and one lever action. The lever action is a 30-30 and a bolt action 30-06. But the 30-06 is one that I hadn't fired that one since I got it. I switched to a different gun, but then that one's giving me problems. So
we worried about temperatures, but it's very pleasant out here
right now.
Yeah. I think tomorrow's going to be a beating when it gets up humid and 88 degrees. We'll get a lot of shade back here, though.
I think we'll be fine.
I think you're going to be... Have you already pitched your tent, Georgie?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Why?
I just didn't see where you put it.
I'm down past Junior before Rich. Between Junior and Rich.
Okay.
Down that way.
It's just, I'm going to be interested to see the shade situation in the middle of the day.
Well, we got all these trees. It ought to be okay.
Yeah, and I hope that, let's see, so you're between me and Junior, right?
No, I'm past Junior.
Oh, okay.
Between Junior and Rich.
Because there is one ideal spot that it has plenty of shade cover and everything, but part of the shade cover is a pine tree that has about 2-pound pine cones.
I thought about that.
And so you'd be up under that thing getting bombed at night.
Boy, I didn't look. I wonder if I'm under that.
I wondered about those pines up there.
Yeah, you don't get up under a pine tree with big old cones.
I don't think I'm under
falling.
A pine. I don't think. That's really nice out here, though. It's a beautiful area.
Can I do my sex talk show now?
Well, you got about 10 minutes. We're doing a Texas music show starting at 10.
Oh, man, I was going to take calls from women about their sex
talk and give them advice.
No one wants to hear that.
Maybe I should break out the wireless out here. Go interview a snake.
Who's going to talk to?
Yeah.
You said you're about to go to bed.
Interview at Bullfrog sitting on a log down there, man, fishing with a cane pole, wearing a straw hat.
There's about 100 of them down there, and they are loud as all get out.
You know, I could go to bed right now, but I'm afraid I'm just going to lay there for 4 hours and not be able to get to sleep because it's weird.
That's why I elected to do the Texas music show starting at 10 o'clock because I figured I couldn't sleep anyway.
Hey, you know what I elected to do? Ambien.
Did you really?
Yes.
You already take it?
It's already in the system.
Is it really?
It's already done.
Uh-oh.
It's already done. It's done. It's done. Just don't worry about it. No pain.
Looks like your eyes are all glazed over.
No pain. What?
Oh, boy. Rich is into the fire water.
That thing is almost gone. That one bottle.
That's Bob Sturm's bottle. We figured he didn't need it, so.
I'm so sorry.
Such a heavy drinker.
Rich and Killer hit that thing pretty hard.
And Rich is chatty enough as it is.
Yeah, when he has some whiskey, he really gets chatty.
I know it. I swear. He's chattier than a girl.
I know. I'm afraid he's going to fall in the river tonight.
I asked him one question right when I got here, and 45 minutes later, I still have a forced smile on my face while listening.
He went and shot, 30-30 came back, and he was still answering?
Yeah. He was in the middle of his story.
Yeah, the fire water from Woodford Reserve is flowing here at the Musers Camp, our third one.
He's going to drain it the first night.
You going to finish that one, Rich?
Look at him.
I'll try.
You can't tell me he gives
our ticker is going to sound like in the morning.
Good damn about
anything.
He's
had a bottle of whiskey and we have no internet. What our ticker is going to consist of tomorrow.
I don't know.
And he doesn't care right now.
No. Look at him. Mm-mm. He's hell-bent on not making it to 45.
Oh, man. We're having a good time.
We are having a good time.
So we're here tonight. The Musers are here tonight, and then the entire ticket team comes out tomorrow. Norm will start doing a show here from the camp out at 10 o'clock, then Bad Radio, then the Hardline. Do you think they're going to like this place?
No.
They're going to hate everything.
If it's not a Four Seasons, they're going to hate it.
This is a nice little gathering area
here.
A little covered area. And
it's great for a camp.
We're going to have a TV out here tomorrow for the Mavericks game.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, if you guys want to see our dinner tomorrow night, go about 300 yards that way and look for an octagon with four pigs.
I heard about it. I heard they trapped some.
They're trapped biggins? In there. No. There's smaller ones.
You don't those are better eaten anyway.
Yeah, you don't want to eat the big ones. But, yeah, they're over there looking scared. You can drive up to them and look at them in there. Yeah,
say, get some.
Say, get some. Get my belly.
So we're going to eat one of those mama bears tomorrow?
Yeah. You hell yeah.
You hell yeah.
You hell crap.
That's really weird cussing on your part. All right, so we'll have some hog tomorrow, and that's good that we have some animals to eat because apparently our promotion staff thought we were going to be here for like 5 hours, I guess.
They thought one person would be here for 5 hours.
Yeah, they made a Sonic run.
Instead of 12 people for 2 days.
Yeah, we're going to have to go.
Bears have been spotted.
Seriously?
Really?
Yeah.
Where? By
In
whom?
In this area.
I told you
today
we have bears.
Or just recently.
Last week.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Crazy.
Okay, so are you sleeping with your rifles, or are they in your car?
The rifles are in the car. The handguns are with me.
So if I scream bear, you'll start shooting?
Just shoot at Junior's tent?
Yeah, just a note to anyone who may want to prank me tonight. I've taken an Ambien, and I have a sidearm. I have a pistol, a wheel gun, actually. I got a revolver that I'm sleeping with, so if I see any scratching outside the tent, any of that business, you're getting around, put through your chest.
Fair warning.
You're getting...
It's not say that on the day Junior Seau did that to himself.
You're getting Seau.
Yeah, man, that was sad. Okay, yeah. We got to get these spots in, and then the Texas Music Extravaganza is coming up. You guys going to bed? You going to stick around for the Texas Music Extravaganza?
I'm going to probably try to go to bed, but if I can't sleep, I may come back.
All right. Well, that is coming up next, and including, I do believe we're going to make contact with the great Wade Bowen and Brady Black. So stay tuned for that coming up in the next hour here on the Ticket Campout.